Well, today we're having a literacy conference called Closing the Literacy Gap here in Bradford at the Bradford City Football Ground. And we've got around 160 people here, so literacy educators from librarians, school leaders, teachers, teach assistants and so on. And we've all come together to learn and to share best practice and to come up with loads of good ideas to take back into their schools. We're also extremely pleased that we've got so many exhibitors here who are sharing what they know, sharing all their knowledge so that everyone can share their skills and make reading the number one priority. It gives everyone the skills they need for life. So we've got a lot of people here from Bradford, but we've also got a lot of people here from, I've spoken to someone already from Lincolnshire and someone from Hull and someone from Liverpool. So sort of across the north of England, and I even know there's some people from London here.
My name's Andy Seed and I'm an author of children's books, and I'm here speaking today about getting children reading. When you become a reader, somebody who reads for pleasure, as we say, then it's not only going to improve your language skills and your writing ability and your academic performance as a whole, but like you say, it opens up other spheres. You start to learn this thing, empathy. You start to get a bit of cultural awareness. You start to improve your general knowledge. I mean, a lot of kids are growing up with a really poor general knowledge. If you read a lot, you'll find you'll learn things and you'll enjoy it. And it just makes you a more aware person.
Yeah, hi, I'm Matt Blomley. I'm an education consultant. I'm giving the keynote speech today. Well, I was delighted to be asked, first of all, to give the speech here at this conference, because not only have I worked with this charity before and seen the good work they do in schools, but I'm also from this city. So to be able to speak to colleagues in Bradford with a charity that I'm fond of and on a subject, books, that I absolutely love, was just a delight, too good an opportunity to pass up. The speech that I gave today, I was asked to talk about how to close the literacy gap, which I did a little bit of, but I also was able to sort of articulate why books matter to me and how they have made an impact on my life. So for example, I talked about how having left first school age 9, I couldn't construct a sentence. I'd had a poor experience of school. But thanks to a dedicated teacher who just made me fall in love with books, and then I had this burgeoning love of books, and I devoured books from the age of 9. I was able to catch up with and then overtake most of my peers, and so books have had this really important place in my life, and to be able to talk about the impact of and the power of books was a joy for me today.
I mean, you mentioned that you're from Bradford, and Bradford as a city has got its challenges in terms of education, in terms of attainment and achievement, and I guess there's a wider strategy going on with regards to the Education Covenant and other aspects of what the local authority are involved with. But this essential message through that piece of work is that we're all in it together, borrowing a pun from national government. We all need to take an active interest and an ownership in reading and writing of children and young people. It can't be just left to the schools, it needs to be everyone.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that, and I'm fully aware of the particular challenges that Bradford faces, but it's also a national, I hesitate to use the word crisis, but it's certainly a challenge nationally. Nearly one in three young people today are functionally illiterate in this country, and that certainly to begin with is because of the gap between rich and poor. We have many people in low-income homes, for example, who are not educationally achieving as well as those more advantaged pupils. And it's because they don't get the opportunity as very young children to be read bedtime stories, to talk to parents or family about books. That is the crux of the matter. So you're quite right in saying that it's not just an issue for schools. What I like to tell teachers when I work with them is they are not to blame for this, but they are responsible, because in the absence of some family support and some of the structures that particularly our low-income families have in this country, it is teachers, support staff and all adults working within schools and in education's responsibility to be able to close that gap, to provide the opportunities that those young people are not afforded. Because the evidence tells us that even now in 2017, in this Western affluent nation, if you are a high ability pupil but born in a low social class, you will not do as well in school or in life as a low ability pupil from a high social class. It is still social class and wealth that dictates your success. That cannot continue and that cannot be justified. So you like to say it's not just schools, although schools have a big part to play, but we all have to work together in this country and in Bradford particularly to support those students who have a disadvantage in life, to make sure they are helped to catch up and we can start to close that gap.
Yeah, I'm Deborah Bullivant. I'm founding director of Grimm & Co. That's with two M's, not one.
Tell us a little bit about your presentation in terms of what you're going to be speaking about today.
I'm going to be talking about imagination, mostly, and the use of imagination. For our project, we've got a project called Grimm & Co., which is based in Rotherham Town Centre. It's inspired by something in San Francisco called the Pirate Supply Store on 826 Valencia Street, where you can go and buy your pirates, you know, different things that pirates need. So you can buy planks by the foot or Blackbeard's beard dye and things like that. This is about having a centre for writing, mostly writing, but also reading, because you can't do it without the one without the other. And that centre's got a fantastical front for pirates. So pirates can go in there and buy everything they could possibly want. So I was doing a project in South Yorkshire, which was very much about exploring what makes the greatest difference to children's literacy. And the University of Sheffield worked with us, and we found that what made the greatest difference, we had a list of things that were from a big project that we had, and they included use of the imagination. It included having a habitus for children to learn that was away from their everyday chaos. It was about taking things away from their everyday, and it was about giving them and inspiring them through imagination and giving them the tools to see themselves as writers, to champion every child as a writer. These, and amongst many other things, including mentoring children, doing one-to-one work with children, and a whole list of things, created a strategy for literacy. And then I needed to find the model that would do it. That's where 826 Valencia came in.